This study came about as a result of the randomized phase 2 study that had been completed several years earlier, in which in a small randomized phase 2 study showed that the addition of bevacizumab at 15 milligrams per kilogram administered once every 3 weeks along with paclitaxel, carboplatin, paclitaxel 200 milligrams per meter squared, carboplatin AUC of 6, all three agents given one day every 3 weeks. And then with the bevacizumab continued until evidence of progression.
How many courses of chemo were given?
Up to 6. That study was all-inclusive and allowed essentially all patients with metastatic non-small cell, which showed improvement, numeric improvement in terms of response rate and time to progression, actually statistically significant improvement in time to progression. And then improvements, all three arms looked very favorable in terms of survival. But there was the issue of pulmonary hemorrhage that appeared to be more common in the squamous cell patients. So ECOG 4599 was restricted to non-squamous cell patients. No evidence of hemoptysis, because the concept of hemoptysis also was of concern as a potential risk factor for bleeding. Patients were empirically not allowed to have brain metastasis, although no CNS bleeds were seen on the previous study, but the general concern was there. And so patients were screened for CNS metastases prior to entry onto study. And performance status 0 and 1 patients. Patients were not allowed to be on active anticoagulation. And as with other bevacizumab trials, no recent acute thrombotic events.